Good. Yeah, a lot of life. Ball came out of his hand good. I feel like going three starts now, kind of going back to that Mets starts, feels like the ball's coming out of his hand pretty hot. So, you know, right about that time, talking with Frenchie, you know, I think they were doing some work in between starts. And, you know, you hear that and you want to believe that's the reason why, because it gives you optimism. And then you see the ball come out pretty good a few times. And, you know, there's some validation to that.
Tyler O'Neill, home runs in each of these games. Do you believe that there really is such a thing as a streak hitter?
Oh, yeah. I believe in streaks, and I was a hitter. I wasn't a very good one. I had a lot of bad streaks, and the few times that I swung the bat good, I got hot, you know, and it mattered. You stand in the box, and confidence is a thing. You know, we are not robots. Baseball players are not robots. It's not based on 162 games, and if you do that, then you're just going to do this and in these cycles. Human beings have confidence. Confidence, it really changes the game in so many ways. So, as crazy as it sounds, a ball that you bloop in and you get a hit, you know, you get a little confidence, and then you hit a ball hard, you get a little confidence, and then you feel completely differently. It's a real thing.
Is this the version of Tyler O'Neill you expected to see when he signed here?
Yeah, he's only, I looked up today, he's like 120 bats into this, 130. Because of health and not being on the field, this is probably about the right time you'd expect him to get going. This is May 1st. You know, end of April, gets hot. So look at it that way in terms of getting a month's amount of bats, and now he's getting going. But, you know, we saw him last year. You guys all remember the home run hit off Aiken in Boston. I think it was 30-something at that point. So, I think this is what we thought, but he just hasn't been healthy.
You talked pretty good about wanting your sons to play the game the right way. Did Gunner play the game the right way?
Oh, Lord. Hey, you don't see people do that. You know, that's for especially a guy that, you know, kind of has his profile, and, you know, he plays every day. He had an off day the other day, but he's playing every day. It's almost August. He's out there in shortstop. It feels like 120 degrees on that field. You guys feel it, I'm sure, in the box. And to do what he did, and when we already winning by three runs, that's really strange and unusual. And, yeah, those are the types of players I want my kids to watch. Yeah.
Do you feel like he is improving day by day defensively?
These defensive metrics, I look at them. I look at them all. It's, you know, my old job and still my job. There's no way anybody in the room thinks he played a better shortstop last year than he did this year. You're crazy. And the metrics loved him last year. Loved him. Made 25 errors. This year, you can look whatever his total is, and he made them all the first week he was back. And the metrics don't like him, or the one that I looked at this morning. So it's a tool. It's a tool to help evaluate players' metrics. But, man, you got to watch the game, too. That's okay to do. You got to use common sense as well. And right now, with kind of how they graded him out last year and how he played and how he's being graded out this year and how he's playing, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go with this is one of the better versions of Gunner we've ever seen at shortstop. Yeah, we're, you know, continued optimism and excitement about Cobb. I talked about it this morning. He's making a real adjustment. I don't know if you guys have figured it out. If you watch close enough, you'll know what he's doing. It's pretty obvious. But you see a player make an adjustment, a young player. Credit to our hitting coaches for doing it and kind of getting him in there and making the adjustment. And then you see him start to climb up and do better. Again, it's something that you want to believe in as a coach. You know, it's when you see players that maybe have a flaw in their mechanics. You know, it's the same swing, same delivery, and then the results are better. You're always kind of, you know, well, let's wait and see. But when you see guys make changes, which is the natural evolution of being a young major league player, they make changes and then results follow, you know, it gives the coaching room a lot of excitement and a lot of belief. So a few starts ago, him and the pitching coach, my understanding is they got in the bullpen and they worked on some stuff, and that's good. It's good coaching. It's what our coaches are. We need them to do right now during this time. And there's an adjustment made, and going back to that Mets start, a few starts now, the velocity's been way up. You know, velocity goes up, makes everything else play good. And he looked confident today. I said that about Rogers yesterday, but he looked different in the first inning.
Yeah. Is it
been kind of fun to have a pitcher from a different culture come over, kind of assimilate with this clubhouse.
Players love him. I mean, he is so well liked in that room. The players mess around with him. He messes around with his teammates. He's done it very gracefully. A lot. We need him. I mean, he's one of our five starters. So when Sugano throws the ball well, he gives us a chance to win, and we need to win games. That's the most important thing to us in Baltimore.
That said, but can you see a contender wanting to have him on their side?
If they watch the last three starts, yeah, I'd take that. I feel pretty good about it. You watch that Mets start, I'd take him in a heartbeat. Thanks, guys.